Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. former Bellevue native Ariel Pocock from her debut CD titled Touchstone. Ariel Pocock at the piano playing a piece by Keith Jarrett called Country, with Larry Grenadier on bass, Julian Lage on guitar, and Eric Harland on drums. Ariel Pocock at the piano from her CD Touchstone. Bellevue native, she attended Tyee Middle School and Newport High School before going off to the University of Miami Frost School of Music, where she is still a student. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene, where we play music from Portland to Vancouver and Victoria, and we have a number of things to share with you here on today's program. First up is a brand new recording by Portland-based guitarist John Stoll in a duo setting with the great soprano and tenor saxophonist Dave Liebman. Dave Liebman also plays piano and wood flute in this new album titled Blue Rose, after the Duke Ellington composition for a piece he wrote and recorded with Rosemary Clooney. This is Dave Liebman, this time on soprano sax, and John Stoll on acoustic guitar, and I think he plays acoustic guitar throughout this album, as nearly as I can tell. Very intimate duets, very nicely done, and a wonderful Kenny Wheeler song, Everybody's Song But My Own. Dave Liebman and John Stoll.
Thank you. Some folks have trouble getting money they need. Others have nothing in view. Some are just plain weary of living lives that's dreary. But my kind of trouble is you. Some gals got worries about the lives that they lead. They can't decide what to do. They're so discontented, in mind and soul tormented, but my kind of trouble is you. How well I know how it feels to be lonely, and oh, how those heartaches can start. But why must it be my misfortune to not be the one in your heart? I got no misery like the man on the street. My life is easy, that's true. But the blues still haunt me, 'cause baby, you don't want me. My kind of trouble is you.
Great Portland singer Rebecca Kilgore with a trio led by Randy Porter at the piano, with Scott Steed on bass and Neil Mason on drums. A song that I will always associate with the wonderful singer in the 50s who died way too young, Helen Carr, sang that song, My Kind of Trouble Is You. Rebecca Kilgore evidently is also fond of Helen Carr, because she includes several of her songs in this collection titled Moments Like This. Rebecca Kilgore and Randy Porter have been doing some concerts in the Seattle area this weekend. They played last night at a house concert in Madrona, and this afternoon they're doing another house concert up on Kameno Island. If you're listening to this, you missed it. Wonderful Portland singer Becky Kilgore. She performs regularly also Wednesdays at a place called Ivory's near 405 in downtown Portland. Before Rebecca Kilgore, we were listening to the Dave Liebman-John Stoll duo from a brand new Origin release just coming out titled Blue Rose. Dave Liebman playing soprano sax on that one with John Stoll on acoustic guitar. And Kenny Wheeler composition, Everybody's Song But My Own. Great tune. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here this afternoon, sharing some music by Northwest artists and also people who are playing around the area, too. Coming up today and looking ahead to next week, the Earshot Festival is continuing for another week. Bill Frisell and the Big Sur Quintet are playing tonight at Meany Hall at the University of Washington. Rochelle Farrell is at Jazz Alley on the final night of her current engagement. The Jazz Police play this afternoon at 3 and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra tonight at 8 at Tula's. And at the Royal Room tonight, the Cornish Big Band, a contemporary big band, directed by Tom Varner, plays at 6:30, and Scrape, the modern string orchestra, plays at 7:30. Also, Kenny Mandel does an improvisation workshop, which used to be called a jam session, at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood at 7 tonight. Monday night, Dave Marriott's big band plays at Tula's. Tuesday night, there's the famous Owl Jam with Eric Valente. Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's. Wednesday night, Piano Starts Here, presented by Earshot this month, features the music of Bud Powell, played by several area pianists. John Hansen and the Axiom Quartet with Alexei Nikolaev plays at Tula's on Wednesday night, Clarence Acox and the Legacy Band at the New Orleans, Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes at the Ship Canal Grill, a couple of regulars. Next Thursday, The Next Collective, featuring Gerald Clayton on piano, plays at EMP Level 3, part of the Earshot Festival, and also at 5:30, a free concert with the Bill Anschel Trio at the Seattle Art Museum. Bill Anschel recently toured Peru with this trio, and there's some Peruvian music promised in that set, 5:30 to 7:30, at the Seattle Art Museum, free admission. Friday night, also with the Earshot Festival, Overton Berry and Industrial Revelation will be exploring some of the history of black music in Seattle. There will be a panel discussion at 6:30 with Overton Berry and Evan Flory Barnes and others, and then the music starts at 8 o'clock. Evan Flory Barnes, of the younger generation, will be playing with the veteran Overton Berry. Jay Thomas and the Gene Argel Quartet will be at Boxley's on Friday night. Gene Argel, pianist and organist, resident of Hawaii, a former Seattle resident, will be teaming up on that one. And the Dave Peck Trio does Friday and Saturday at Tula's. And the Earshot Festival wraps up with Charles Lloyd and Friends featuring Bill Frisell at Town Hall on Sunday next week, and McTuff will be playing at Tula's. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar, as well as the earshot.org jazz calendar. Daily updates can be found at seattlejazzscene.com. Here's some music by Bill Frisell's Big Sur Quintet, which is playing at Meany Hall at the University of Washington tonight. The concert will open with a trio featuring Jim Woodring, Evan Kang, and Bill Frisell playing together, and then the set with the full Big Sur Quintet, which includes Jenny Scheinman on violin, Evan Kang on viola, Hank Roberts cello, and Rudy Royston on drums, in addition to, of course, Bill Frisell on guitar, and they'll be playing his music from his latest album, Big Sur. And we'll hear the quintet now playing Highway 1. We'll be right back. Rather unlikely tune for a jazz player to pick up, but he has a lot of fun with it. That was Bill Anschel at the piano, playing Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie. That comes from Bill Anschel's Figments CD. Bill Anschel Trio will be playing on Thursday, part of the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum. Free concert, 5:30 to 7:30 in the SAM main lobby, the Brotman Forum. Looking forward to hearing Bill Anschel and some Peruvian-influenced jazz. Next Thursday, 5:30 at SAM. Before Bill Anschel, the Bill Frisell Big Sur Quintet and a piece called Highway 1. This is an interesting group. It's strings and drums. It's a string trio, violin, viola, and cello, Jenny Scheinman, Evan Kang, and Hank Roberts, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Rudy Royston on drums. Highway 1. Bill Frisell Big Sur Quintet is playing 7:30 p.m. Meany Hall at the University of Washington, part of the Earshot Festival. Next up, a visit to Vancouver and some music from Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver. Corey himself is on alto sax here with Steve Caldestad on tenor, Dave Sekula on guitar, Chris Gestrin on the Hammond B3 organ, and Jesse Cahill on drums. This is a tune by Brother Jack McDuff, Misconstrued, played by the Nightcrawlers.
Thank you.
There's a little bit of Seattle jazz history. That was the Overton Berry Trio that played at Seattle's Doubletree Inn back in the 70s. This was recorded in January of 1970. Overton Berry at the piano with Chuck Metcalf on bass and Bill Kotick on drums. And they were playing a tune that was written by Overton Berry called the Guacamolean Shuffle. And Overton Berry is going to be performing and appearing on a panel taking place next Friday night as part of the Earshot Festival. And the panel starts at 6:30, the music at 8. It'll be at the Royal Room, and Overton Berry is going to be paired with the Industrial Revelation Group, a young group, and from that group, also the bass player, Evan Flory Barnes, is going to be joining Overton Berry when he performs at the Royal Room next Friday night. The preceding piece from Vancouver, B.C., Corey Weeds on alto sax, Steve Caldestat on tenor, Dave Sicula guitar, Chris Gestern on organ, and Jesse Cahill on drums. And from Nightcrawlers, Volume 3, we heard a Jack McDuff tune called Misconstrued. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next up, another bit of Northwest jazz history. This is Chuck Stinnes on tenor sax and Joe Bach on piano with Steve Lucino on bass and Michael Olson on drums. This was recorded at the Water Street Cafe in Olympia on April 13th of this year, and this group is going to be back at the Water Street Cafe on the 16th, next Saturday. So if you want to check them out at that time, these are great players, all of them. And we'll hear them doing a tune by Duke Ellington. This is What Am I Here For?
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful tune. And that's a composition by Kelby McNair, who's a drummer who's quite active around Victoria. The tune was titled Farmers. There will be a CD release party for the new Kelby McNair Quintet release later this month on the 28th and 29th, Thursday and Friday, at Herman's in Victoria. Before that, Chuck Stentz on tenor saxophone, Joe Bach on piano, Steve Lucino bass, and Michael Olson percussion, recorded at the Water Street Cafe in April of this year in Olympia, and they'll be back at the Water Street Cafe next Saturday night. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community